Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I'm Willa White. I'm a registered medium here in Lilydale, and this is my radio show. When I ask that you enjoy this morning with me, I have a special guest, my mother, Bonnie White, and I'm going to explain a little about her and what she does, and we're going to have a great discussion about spirit art today, spirit art mediumship. I just wanted to make sure that you guys know the call-in number before I get started with anything else, though, because that seems to be a crucial element to this radio show. So the number is 818. Oh, where did the number go? I don't see the number on mine anymore. Oh, there it is. 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So hope that you call in today, and we're going to have a great discussion with spirit art. So those of you who have seen the first few shows I've done, first two shows, I explained a little bit about my mediumship background, and last week my father, Bill White, was on. So if you want to go back and see those radio shows on my Facebook page, I have a Facebook page now, a public figure Facebook page, so you can go and check things out there. If you look up Willa White Medium on Facebook, you will find me, and you can like and follow me and share and do all of that great stuff so that other people can see it too. So it's exciting to be part of that world, and I'm going to be doing different Facebook posts as time goes on, so you want to be updated about all things Wednesdays with Willa and all things Willa White, right? So, and you can also look at my website, willawhite.com. So the call-in number again is 818-739-8818, just so you guys can be at the ready. So my parents have encouraged my development of mediumship and my spiritual growth, and their active spiritual search has definitely molded mine. So I grew up with meditation, development circles, discussions about spirit, stories about the mediumship and healing abilities of my grandparents and extended family. And we're going to share a little bit about that today, because I have my mother, Bonnie White, who is an accomplished woman. She's a professional artist, and in her own right, not just with spirit art. And she's been commissioned for portraits over the years. She's done eight presidents, church pastors, individuals, and they're beautiful representations of people, and people really enjoy the looking at her paintings, not just her spirit art work. And so she's a spiritualist medium, and her art manifests in spirit, and her mediumship allows spirit to manifest in her art. So her life's work really melds those two activities, and each nourishes the other in a unique way. So welcome to the show today, Mom.
Well, thank you, Willa. I'm enjoying being here.
So, you know, growing up with you, I remember you'd have big books. You'd be reading Leadbeater, and you'd be reading Alice Bailey, big, thick tomes of esoteric things, and, you know, Richard Bach and all kinds of wonderful authors.
Yes, it was very difficult when I started because I couldn't find things on the subject that were in books. I actually sent off to England for their newspaper, Psychic, what was it called? I
can't Psychic remember. News?
What's Psychic that News. It was one
Something
from England.
Like that.
And so I would get that. But there wasn't anything I knew. However, there were little things like astrology books on the checkout counters and things like
right,
that.
Right.
But there wasn't anything like there is now.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Everywhere. And so people have reached a point of development now where they're actually so interested in this that it's worth the book people to sell them.
Yes.
I remember one time I was in Buffalo, and I was looking at the bookstores in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
My friends and I would go up there, and we'd search the mall for different things. You had to go into occult section or something.
Section. Yeah.
And I was standing there one time, and this man came up, and he asked me if I was a medium, and he wanted me to do police work.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, I'm not ready for that, thank you, anyway. But it's interesting how the connection that you walk around, and you must have a sign on you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. And so that was kind of fun. Reported back to my group.
Yes, you're back to your group.
Yeah.
And growing up, you did have a circle that developed.
Yes.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
You mean in your growing up?
Yeah, in my growing up as a child.
My friends and I, when I had children, it was difficult to go to places because all of us had children, my friends. And so we decided to start a quilting group. We met and we made a quilt for each person, whoever had a baby. But as we developed, our discussions more and more went to the spiritual side. And there are so many stories that I have that my aunt told me, who was very influential, and so many stories that my father told me and that I experienced and knew as I was growing up, that and the other people started talking about their stories. Pretty soon, we had a meditation group. But the interesting thing was, we didn't leave the children out of it.
No.
I mean, we couldn't. We were all there. All our children were playing. And we would be meditating and sitting with our hands out in front of us and feeling whatever came along. And all of a sudden, our children would hop into our lives, into our laps. And it was really comfortable and nice. As soon as they had hopped in and we hugged them or whatever, they'd go out, run off and play. So it was a very natural way to develop. We developed in a circle of friends, safe space, and every week we got more and more things from our meditations that we shared, and we started giving messages to each other and working on healing for those in our families, in our children. And it became a group that I'm still in touch with.
Yes.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
So 30 years ago, I have the same people that I know. 40 years ago. And we're all still developing. There's no end. The universe gives us opportunities continuously to develop. It's not like, here's your development, here's your life.
Right.
Your life and your development go hand in hand. And the things you think and the things you listen to yourself talk about within,
mm-hmm.
those are the things that are very important in development, I believe.
That is an excellent point.
So
I'm so glad you made sure I knew that.
Coming up here.
Okay. And now they do, too, if you haven't heard that before.
But anyway, we did have a wonderful time together.
Absolutely.
Did you want to meet?
Oh, yeah. Talk about Grandpa and talk about Aunt Claire.
Okay, my father, Willa's grandfather,
yes.
He was one of those people, I believe, that was a very natural ability.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the ability to take pain away from people. So very frequently, if we were anywhere, let's say, for instance, we went to the restaurant, and the hostess, who's trying to tell you, you know, when it's your turn to sit and everything, she's holding her side of her face, and she's looking like she's about to cry, and my father said, would go up to her and say, are you in pain?
Yeah.
And then he would say, I can take that away, but you have to promise to go to the dentist. Or whatever it was, he always made people promise, you have to go to the doctor, even though it doesn't hurt anymore. And because the pain is one of those symptoms that you need to seek something further. So I saw him so many times take the pain away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was even out in the backwoods of the Smoky Mountains doing survey work with someone, and they were a long way from the road. And something happened to the guy's foot that was really severe. They knew they wouldn't be able to carry him out. So he said, I am going to work on your foot until you feel comfortable walking on it so that we can walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
just like, okay, it worked. Yeah. And then they were able to go somewhere to get it looked at. So sometimes these emergencies come.
Oh yeah,
come up. And another thing about my father, he told us stories and story after story after story of his having his life saved by having an intuitional ability. One time it was very, very foggy, and he was traveling on the road, and he just had somebody said, "Pull over to the side of the road. Pull off the road." He pulled off the road, and instantly, coming out of the darkness, was a bus passing a car, both lanes. At that time, there weren't that many four lanes. Both lanes were totally filled, and he would have been killed probably.
Yeah.
So those things happened so many times. So he always tried to listen to the spiritual voices that he was connected with. And it's so interesting.
Absolutely. It's really important to listen to your soul. Listen to that inner guide that's
right.
telling you how to proceed in your life wisely and in the flow of God's will.
Yes.
And, the angelic energy surrounds us and really supports us in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with Grandpa, he...
He was a
in
character.
Times he needed it.
He was a character in addition. You know.
Oh, absolutely. The sense of humor would not quit with him.
An entertainer, you might say.
Very much a physical comedian.
The world was his stage.
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of those things that I remember fondly.
Absolutely. A lot of good joy with him.
Yeah.
why don't you tell them about Aunt Clara?
My Aunt Clara. My goodness. My Aunt Clara was a wonderful person. She had a personality that was very engaging, and she could talk to any age, anybody, any culture, anywhere. She was that kind of person. And her daughter passed in a very bad accident, a boating accident, actually, and she saw it happen. And 6 months later, her husband passed. So she had these two major people. She still had two more children. She had these major people in her life pass. And, of course, that was huge. But also, she had her husband's business. Now, her husband's business was an electrical company in near Chicago, outside of Chicago.
Illinois.
Don't be And so she was suddenly cast as the owner of this business into the prospect of what can we do now. Now, it was right after the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
All of the people who worked for them, if she had shut down the business, would have been out of jobs. There wasn't a lot of prospect for the future there. And so she determined that she would try to keep the business going. But she knew nothing about it. Back then, the woman stayed home, took care of the children. The man did the business. That was a totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
She was not aware of the details of how to get a bid. It was a big electrical business.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took it on, and there was a point that came when she needed to make a bid, a certain bid, in order to stay in business. And she said she just agonized about it.
Mm-hmm.
She was crying in bed one night, and before the next day they were going to have to make that bed, and she still didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And her husband, who was deceased, came in and said, "What's happening, darling?" And she said, "I don't know how to make the bed." It was like a natural thing, she said. He was in the room. And she said, he said, "Well, I'll tell you what to do. Go in tomorrow and get the book with the pink papers." Now, these books were apparently something that was screwed together. They had two kind of solid pieces, one on each side, and they had these bolts going through them. And they had a lot of those, and the invoices and the job things were all in those books.
Yes.
And he said, "You'll find it in there." So she goes in the next day. Now, her secretary was a man. And she said, "If the job has already been figured. It's just like another job." And he says, "It's in the book with the pink slips." So they started looking for the book with the pink slips. Every book had yellow slips, if you can imagine. So there they are. They're looking and searching, and there's no place to go. It's getting closer and closer to 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it has to be in, the deadline for getting the bids in. And they kept hauling book after book out of the closet, and finally, just in time, the fellow, "I found a book with pink slips," right? But she was starting to think that it had been a mirage, you know,
right.
That her husband had come. And she looked through. By that time, it's too close. It's a huge book. And she starts to cry in front of the book. And she said, "A wind came through, blew the pages out open, and landed right on the appropriate one." And she was so happy. So she dashed to the place where they had to put the bid in.
Yes.
And she put the bid in, and she got the bid. So that meant all of the families of the people that worked there would have a livelihood.
Yes.
Because they didn't have the kind of structure
we
have now. Yeah. So that was – and also she had told me she had a feather bed quilt, a feather quilt on top. It was smooth, satiny top.
Mm-hmm.
And after she'd had this communication with her husband at night, the depression of his body was in the quilt.
Yes, yes.
So that was
like still visiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really important.
So it was so good. So
she had
a lot of spirit communication with her daughter.
Yes. I just want to remind people of the number to call in, which is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So you can call in and be part of the discussion. You know, we just wanted to share a little bit of a couple stories from the family background that they helped to shape us and shape how we move forward. We're going to talk about how you came to Lilydale real briefly and the spirit art, okay?
How we came to Lilydale, my goodness. I had come here in the 60s somewhat.
Because you heard about it.
Because I heard about Lilydale, of course. I had been attending, by that time I was attending a group in a home circle in Jamestown
mm-hmm.
with Helen Long and Lilia Ayala. And we met once a week, and they did trance mediumship as well as training in mediumship and giving messages.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really formative.
And
then from there, I started to come to Lilydale.
And you came to Lilydale because you heard of a certain thing that you wanted to see.
What was that?
The painting.
Oh, the paintings. Oh, yes. Somebody told me. Oh. There's so many stories.
I know, but we have to.
Somebody told me about the paintings in Lilydale.
Yes.
So I wanted to see them, and they were in the Maplewood.
In the Maplewood Hotel here in Lilydale.
Maplewood Hotel, and I remember there was a big painting behind that curtain that's in that room, the same room as Azure.
Oh, yeah, the non-station.
And I also had another friend whose mother was a trumpet medium, who worked for a lawyer in Jamestown. And I met with her somewhat. And in her house, there was a spirit art painting as you went up the stairs. So I saw a couple of really big, well-done spirit art paintings.
And that was part of the inspiration for you.
And that was part of my inspiration for coming here. That's right.
Absolutely.
I keep forgetting that little...
I know. Because being an artist, really was important for you to start to see those as possibilities.
Yes.
And then, you were doing a lot of study here in Lilydale.
Mm-hmm.
And because I expressed interest, you always made sure. Even when I was in college, my parents would come and pick me up at college so I could come and attend development circles here in Lilydale because of my intense interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how supportive as parents they were in my development. They weren't forcing it, but they were fostering it and making it possible for me to grow and learn in those ways too, because it's not just about what school gives you. It's about
what happens,
other educations that you take on for yourself,
and the directions that you take sometimes are very personal,
very personal,
and not everybody in the family will take the same direction.
True, and that's just how that works.
That's right.
The number again, because we're going to do something interesting very soon, and I think you're going to want to call in so you can be part of it. So 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So let's talk about spirit art mediumship. What is spirit art mediumship?
Oh, well.
What is that? we'll explain it to
people. It has evolved, I think, into the idea that you can allow spirit to work through you as you draw or paint, and with setting the attention ahead of time is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you begin to draw, you allow yourself to just let whatever happens happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an intentional thing.
Right.
The intention is to allow spirit to develop something from on the paper.
On the paper or on the canvas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or even you could do it with sculpture, too.
Yeah, sure.
So, in fact, I think people do that.
Yeah.
And that would be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
It would be very
you
fun.
You couldn't do it in the sand if you go to the beach.
That's right.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
The sand mandala is a bit of a spirit art, but that's intentional.
Yeah, that's a different
thing. This is not, the way that you work as a spirit artist, it's fresh and it's in the moment, and it's very much what spirit is directing you
to do
and to bring out.
I don't
symbolically
see I don't see the spirit and then draw it. That would take me a long time.
A long time, sure.
But when I do the spirit art readings, there could be a 30-minute reading, or they could be just a quick. Sometimes I do it at the stump, just
sure.
a quick
at the inspiration services.
Brush with the charcoal and faces appear,
right.
and other items. And it's like there, you just have to allow the spirit to work.
Absolutely.
And that's the hardest part, I think, for a medium is just to be in that state, especially when you're in public. It's very difficult to keep from the distractions.
True.
While you're trying to do the spirit work, so that you can still be standing and give yourself over to that. So it's I love doing it.
Yes,
I love doing it. And when I pick a person, I always feel a sense of loving connection.
Yeah.
For me, that is an important piece, to feel that sense, and then I have this incredible confidence that whatever's going to be there is for them.
Yes,
And it's only for them.
Yes.
Just to make it so that they have something.
Yes, it's very personal from spirit, from their spirit loved ones
yeah.
through you onto the paper. And we are going to do a spirit art reading today. We're going to do this on air, and then later on we're going to pick someone who's called in here to do the reading, and we're going to then take a picture of it, and I'll put it on my Facebook page so that you can see it up close, and for the person who gets this reading, they'll be able to access it that way, and be able to look at it further if they wish, because spirit art does evolve over time as well. Sometimes, many times people report that over the next year things changed. We were learning this past weekend about how when you take a Polaroid, the old-fashioned Polaroid pictures, mm-hmm. that they take up to a year to fully develop, and other things can show up in that time. So it is with the spirit art.
It was so interesting to hear.
It was very interesting. Now, for those of you who want to see more of her spirit art, you can go to her website, which is www.bonspirit.com. So that's BONNSPIRIT.com. So Bon, like Bonnie, and Spirit, as in spirit. So bonspirit.com. So you can see things. Because, you do big paintings.
Oh, I know.
For people. Huge paintings, and those take a couple hours at least, right?
Well, the ones that are 16 by 20,
16
they're not
by
that
20.
Big. But I also do big paintings, but not for a reading.
Right. But for a reading, you do a big one.
Yes.
And that takes, is that 2 or 3 hours?
That's at least 2 hours.
At least 2 hours for the big one. And then she also does
a pastel,
which is
11 by 14.
11 by 14. And then when she goes to
then I do the 11 by 14 in the charcoal, too.
Oh, 11 by 14.
Three different things.
My goodness, there's so many things.
But then when I go to the stump, I do it on a 5 by 7.
Right. And so then she does a 5 by 7. I want to take the caller that we have here. So last 4 digits of the number 6055, and the number for other people if you wanted to call in, that number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And we're going to take the caller 6055 and welcome her to the show. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Michelle, and I'm calling from Sausalito, California.
Wonderful. Welcome,
Hi.
Michelle.
Welcome.
What did you want to share about today?
Well, I actually was interested in the spirit artwork. I did one drawing, just an automatic drawing, and it turned out to be a guide of mine that I had the name, and I was able to confirm who they were by finding a photograph of them. But I haven't done any spirit art for my mediumship clients, and I was curious about how you all went about it, and you explained that so far in the program, and then I'm also excited if I might be able to get spirit artwork done for me.
Yes. I think this would be a perfect time to do that.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's
do spirit art for
let's
Michelle.
Woo-hoo.
One spirit artist to another.
Yeah. These are just quick, what I do for easy weensy teensy mini readings.
Yes.
And I use 2 or 3 pieces of charcoal. I don't know.
If you're on Facebook Live, you can see my mother's holding up little tiny pieces of charcoal.
I like to use more than one because that makes it impossible for me to keep track of it. And I think it's important not to keep track of what you're doing when you do this.
Yeah, be random.
I know. It's the strangest thing because in art, you're always trying to make it look exactly like whatever it is you either have in your mind or what you're seeing in the room. And it's just a totally different process. So, and Michelle, bear in mind that you can use you can use 20 pieces if you want. But then it goes in the carpet, but charcoal is a wonderful cleaning ability. You know, that's what they clean fish tanks with.
This is what she tells her. She has charcoal smears on her face after doing readings. I'll say, Mom, you have charcoal on your face.
I'm not afraid of charcoal. He's not afraid of charcoal. All right. So, Michelle, I've already heard. Just say your name to me again.
Michelle. And I'm curious, how do I find this on Facebook?
Oh, if you go to my Facebook page, Willow White, if you look up on Facebook in the search place, and you say Willow White Medium, you will find me. And then you can see the Facebook Live there. And then later on, you'll be able to, I'll take a picture of this so that you have it.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay, Michelle, as an additional thing, I just want you to know, because you won't see this until you see the Facebook, but I close my eyes when I do it, okay?
Okay.
So that's
okay.
The thing. So it keeps you out of the issue. Now I'm going to just take a moment, take a breath. Okay. I'm going to put this across. Okay. I'm going to dump the charcoal off. The little bits. What I'm seeing is something quite interesting.
Yeah.
Now, it's nice to have another person looking over my shoulder here. I'm going to hold it up right now. You see that? And
for those on Facebook Live, you can see.
So those of you are on Facebook Live can look at it. Okay. Now, I'll tell Willa what I'm seeing right away. I am actually seeing someone on horseback here. I'm wondering if it's a camel, actually. But
See,
there's the horse. And there's a person up here on horseback. So there's the two eyes here. Where is he? Two eyes there. There's the horse. It's coming up there. You can probably see it. And there are also what appears to me like wings here. So I feel like it's an angelic presence who's coming in on horseback. Did you have a horse at all, or have you familiarity with horses, Michelle?
I've never had a horse. I have lived in a town where we would ride horses, and I do have some angel guides that have been showing up in readings. So
don't be surprised then to see that this is an angel above the horse. There's also a man coming in right here. I can see just above the horse's head, I can see the eyes, and there's a pretty good-sized hat. So there's a man who's probably someone in spirit that you're familiar with. He seems like a pretty big person. His face seems large.
Yeah, it does have a large face.
Has
too.
A larger face, and there's also a second horse in the back. See
there's
that?
A second horse. Yeah, I see the second horse.
There's one horse there, one horse there. I'm holding it up so that people can see it you can see it later.
Right.
All right. So there's also a man coming in. So I feel like this angelic presence is actually bringing in someone from your family, Michelle.
From spirit, yeah.
From spirit. And riding a separate horse. So that person would have been someone who would wanted to have his own course in life, wanted to be in charge of where he was directing to go. And I'm sensing it was someone who was very important to you, too, in your development. There's also in the picture the idea of travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because horsepower, especially since you didn't actually have a horse, it's not a horse of yours, horsepower means travel.
Mm-hmm.
It means cars, trains, planes, anything with horsepower. We always measure it that way. So this man who's coming in, who I feel is your relative in some way, has also the idea of wanting to make moves, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have to say that it feels very good also for you that whoever this, I'm not getting exactly who it is. Do you get anything with that, Willa?
I see his broad, it's a broad face with very strong features.
Yes.
And see, this is what's interesting about my mother spirit art is things are kind of layered one on top of another. So you can see the art, the angel in one section and then the horses in another, and the face of this gentleman is there too. And yeah, I can see the broadness to his face.
And I'm also seeing
nice lips too.
Yeah, and I looked over at him and I saw a smile, but I don't see it when I look directly. Oh, there's another face superimposed over his.
Oh yeah, there is.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And then over the horse, there's yet another.
Bring
so
that one
you
out.
Have a lot of people showing up here, and there's a woman who has kind of short hair. A short-haired woman right in there. Do you see her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do see that. That's in the in around the horse's heads.
Near where the eye might be.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot of people coming in, and they will continue to develop. And the more I look at it, the more of them come through. And so there's somebody's lips right there.
Right.
Now, that was someone they're telling me that, and I feel like it's a woman, and you would not have been able, she would not have been able to tell you some things that she wanted to say before passing. See her there?
Yeah.
It's like a longing.
Talk. You can see that.
She couldn't talk, or either that or you weren't in the room before she passed, and she wanted so badly to tell you thank you and to tell you how much she appreciated everything you've done.
Right. I see that too.
Right there.
You'll see it later, Michelle.
Yeah, it's right there.
But do you understand some of the things been mentioning? You know,
I
understand the horse.
I absolutely do.
Oh, good. What can you confirm about
that? What I can confirm is that I just moved out of my home of 4 years and left my job of 17 years. I am couch surfing at different client homes right now until about New Year's Eve. And I'm going on a trip tonight. So there's lots and lots of movement in my life right now, and I found the Facebook Live page, and it's the internet here. It's kind of coming in and out, so I hope to see the picture a little bit more later when you post it. And you were mentioning I have a lot of people, and yes, definitely my father and my grandfather are helping me with my career, my spiritual career, so to speak. And so definitely I have a lot of, I know there's a lot of family members as well as a lot of other spirits that are helping me with this. And even friends, there was a reading recently where somebody saw a bunch of people on bicycles coming to help me. And
Oh, wow. Well, I'll make sure we do this after the show so you have it as soon as possible. And that way you can get it off the page. Yo, you're very welcome, Michelle.
Thank you
for calling in.
Thank you.
And have a good day.
Yes. That's wonderful.
Time's going by so fast.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Like 6:30. Okay. So let's take another caller real quickly. I hope we have time for all this. I guess there are two different ones here. Maybe my producer can help me figure out which one I need to talk to next. You can put us on the line with whichever one I'm supposed to talk to next. Okay, producer?
Are we just out? Let's see.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm actually from Sevierville, Tennessee, which is outside of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
We have family there.
What is your name?
Cheryl.
What did you say your name was again?
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay, Cheryl. Wonderful. Cheryl. What was your comment or question that you had?
Well, I visited there recently, and so I've talked to Celeste on the radio last week or the week before, and now I'm talking with you. I'm just reaching out, learning. I'm just learning a lot of I'm learning. I find it very interesting. So that's all, and I'm just interested in the art. I'm also an artist. I do paint. So I'm just interested to hear what is said.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're tuning in, and you know, each time we meet with people of like mind, be it in person or on the radio, we learn more about ourselves and our process, and it firms up for ourselves how we want to proceed in our lives and in our spirit contact, in our mediumship.
And it's wonderful that these connections, and she said that she had come to Lilydale?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Lilydale, people come from everywhere to Lilydale, and it's really exciting to me that somebody's from Sevierville, because I graduated from Gatlinburg.
Yes, high school there.
So.
Wow.
But you know where that is.
I do. I'm not originally from here, but I've been here many years. So my daughter was raised here in Tennessee, and yeah. So,
well,
so there's a connection there.
I hope that you continue to tune in and continue to learn more about Lilydale and mediumship, and I'm glad to hear from your neck of the woods.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You be well and have a good day. I know we don't have much left of our show, and I do want to mention real quickly, my mother has a workshop coming up, and it's on Saturday, October 7th, and it's in Edinburgh, PA, through Bolts of Love. And if you want to know more about it, you can look at the boltsoflove.com website. But it is about spirit art. The title of it is Spirit Art, Creation and Inspiration. So if you
interpretation.
Sorry, that if you want to learn more about spirit art in person, and you're able to get to Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, you can take my mom's workshop, and it's right around the corner here. You know, it's October 7th, so you better make plans now to get there and be able to enjoy that. I have classes coming up as well, and I think what I'm going to do is I'll do a Facebook Live post about that the next day or so, because my classes start in 2 weeks, and they're at the local college here in Jamestown, New York. They've had me teach for about a decade there in the fall and in the spring. I do spiritual development classes. So you have those to look forward to as well. You can find them on my website at willowwhite.com and find out how to register that way. But as I said, I'll try to do a Facebook post just to kind of keep you guys in the loop on that, because I'm sure some of you would be interested and available to attend those. So we have those coming up. So my mom's website is bondspirit.com, and you can look at her spirit art there. It's beautiful, the colors, the big paintings. And one of the things that Lilydale is hoping my mom will do is a few podcasts with spirit art, so she can explain a little about some of the spirit art paintings that she's done already, and the stories that are behind them, and the importance that they've been to other people, and their stories that they've come back to her with. And I think that'll be fascinating. Our show is winding down. Oh my goodness! So again, tune in for next week, which is Wednesday, September 27th at 10 a.m., same channel, same time. And we have Patricia Price on as my special guest. So Wednesdays as well as at 10 a.m. And let's see. Oh, we only have like a minute left here, people.
Oh.
So the show has gone by so fast. But we wanted to share a bit about spirit art and how that relates to mediumship, just to kind of give you a taste. It's a sampling, as it were. And that way, we'll probably have Mom on some more. She is my mother, right?
Can't say no.
But we'll probably have her on some more as time goes on, and maybe there'll be more spirit art readings. And I do have some other people lined up as special guests that will be doing readings from time to time. So I hope that you have enjoyed hearing a bit about spirit art, mediumship, and if you get on Facebook Live on my page there, you can see it happen in real time. And you should always...
wonderful day. Thank you.
Five minutes.